Though the cross-border SchoolNet solution is a step in the right direction, it shows the government fails comprehensively to deal with the problems that may arise in relation to NIDERIS and NIDERIS children. Such children are permanent residents of the Hong Kong SAR, whom the government ought to utilize its resources to provide with education, healthcare, and social welfare services. However, the government has yet to make any forward-looking plans to help them better to assimilate into the community. There are data about them. There are records of them because they were born here in the past decade. The problem is that the government has yet to try and find out more about them. For example, it has no idea how many of them have reached school age and intend to go to school in the SAR. We gather it has no such figures. What it has is only rough estimates. NIDERIS and NIDERIS children born in Hong Kong in the past decade number 200,000. Secretary for Education Eddie Ng has frankly said the government's conservative estimation is that between 40% and 50% of them would go to school in the territory. The government has not tried to find out how many of them will actually do so, even less to make any long-term plans to help them to assimilate into the community.